Imagine you'd buy a newspaper and it would say there, big news, big engagement announced.
Oh, really?
Let's hear. Want to hear the latest? A boy from Yerushalayim to a girl from Bnei Brak, Mazel Tov. Strange. Why doesn't the newspaper tell me the details of the shidduch? And yet, that's exactly what the Torah does in this week's parasha. Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikach is bas Levi. A man went and married a woman. We know who he's talking about. Amram and Yecheved. This is the royal shidduch, if ever there was one. Godel Adoyer marries the granddaughter of Yaakov Avinu, Yecheved bas Levi bas Yaakov. So why doesn't the Torah say, Vayelech Amram, Vayikach is Yecheved? So it strikes me every year that the pshat in this posuk is very simple, because you know what happens if it would write that? You know what we'd all think? Oh, okay. Amram went, he married Yecheved, and they all lived happily ever after. And who do they have as children? Aaron HaKohen, and Miriam, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Miriam HaNeviah, and it was all sorted out for them. If you have parents with the G'dayli Yisrael, so obviously all the children end up G'dayli Yisrael as well. So what hope is there for me? Says the Torah, I'm dafka going to write it in an anonymous fashion. It's true. Can't deny the fact. Amram and Yecheved were the G'dayli Hadori, but that's not why their children were G'dayli Yisrael. Why were their children G'dayli Yisrael? Because they became great people. Not because they happened to have parents who were great people. Now, 27 years ago this week, at my bar mitzvah, my father stood up and he said the following. Also in this week's parasha. Remember what happened with Yecheved herself, Shifra and Puah? It says they had Yiras Shamayim, they had God-fearing. And what was their schar? What does the Torah say? Vayas lohem botim. Very strange. He made for them houses. What does Rashi say? Bote kuhuna, bote levia, and bote malchus. As we know, botim. So my father asked, in the name of one of the mefarshim, how did Rashi know that was pshat? Maybe it's botim of a tamid chachamim. Maybe it's botim of gedoli Yisrael. Maybe it's botim of a Yerushalayim. You know what the answer is? This Shabbos morning, you'll think of me. When we say in davening, Beis Aharon, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Beis Halevi, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Beis Yisrael, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. What are the next words? Yirei Hashem, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Hey, what happened to Beis? Next Rosh Chodesh. Yivarech is Beis Yisrael. Yivarech is Beis Yisrael. Yivarech is Beis Aaron. Yivarech, Yirei Hashem. Why not Beis Yirei Hashem? So Father says it's very simple. You know why it doesn't say Beis Yirei Hashem? Because there's no such thing. You can have a Beis Aaron. If you're born into that home, then you're a Kohen as well. You didn't have to do anything to become a Kohen. You just had to be born. If you're born into a Beis Halevi, then you're a Levi. If you're born into a Beis Yisrael, then you're a Yisrael. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is be born. But a Yirei Hashem, no such thing as a Beis Yirei Hashem. Oh, I'm guaranteed, because I was born into that home, therefore that's automatically, I'm done and dusted, I'm all arranged, I'm sorted out. No such thing. I think we've quoted before, Winston Churchill once said the following line, some people are born great, some people achieve greatness, and some people have greatness thrust upon them. Which part of that sentence would we perhaps agree with? Only the middle part. Some people are born great, nobody is born great. Some people have greatness thrust upon them, nobody has greatness thrust upon them. Some people achieve greatness, yeah, that's true. So what would you tell me? It's not true. A person who's born a Kohen, he's born great. The answer is not born great. We have to mechabed the Kohen, the kidashtoi, not because of what he is, because of what he does. As the Torah writes, why are we with kidashtoi? How does the pasuk carry on? Ki es lechem eleikecho hu makriv, because he's the one in charge of being makriv a korbonus, therefore you have to accord him honor. Not because he's a godel. Any person gets extra Gan Eden because he was born as a Kohen. He has extra responsibility, so because of what he does, you have to mekadosh him, and you have to mechabot him. There are many people you have to mechabot a melech as well, but nobody got Gan Eden because he was born to the royal family. He was born great? No, you could be born with responsibility, that's true. You can have greatness thrust upon you? No. You can have responsibility thrust upon you. You can't have greatness thrust upon you. Some people achieve greatness. Yeah, that's true. And what does that depend on? One person. On oneself. A person will be tempted to say, yeah, my parents, you know, I wasn't born to a family of Shomer Torah mitzvahs, maybe. I wasn't born to a family of Gedolei Yisrael. So what do you want from me? Says the Torah, Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, Vayikach is bas Levi. It's all very vague. It's all very anonymous. It's all very top secret. A man went and married a woman. And what happened? Gedolei Yisrael were born. Obviously, because their parents were Gedolei Yisrael. Not obvious at all. In fact, it's so not obvious, I'm not even going to bother writing their names. In the whole Parsha, it's not written their names at all. Sometimes, and this is really why I wanted to say this, because it's in Yonah Diyoma. You know, we read Gedolim biographies. Or young, little, whatever it was born into an illustrious home of Torah lineage. And his father was the Rav in the Shtetl in Europe, and his mother was the daughter of the previous Rav. And at 6 he knew Bavli by heart, and at 8 he knew Shas, Mamash inside out with Rishonim, and at 12 he knew Gans. What are you thinking to yourself? Okay, very interesting. Fascinating. Well, what's it got to do with me? Nothing. Why? Because I wasn't born a genius. And because I wasn't born to the father, the local Shtots Rav. And my mother was not the granddaughter of the God Lado. So it becomes very easy reading. Why does it become easy reading? Because it's not Machayev me anything. Not Machayev me anything. If we were to read a book, they don't exist. A book was written like this, it was publicly burnt. If a book would be written about a certain Gedol B'Yisrael, you know what, he wasn't the best kid in school. And his parents were average, nice, decent people, nothing special. And he struggled. And this kid didn't have the best middos. But he worked on it. And he worked on it. And he worked on it. And he worked and he became a Gedol B'Yisrael. Ooh, that would shake me up. So all my excuses have just gone out the window. He achieved greatness, so I can also achieve it. Why am I talking about this? We have to realize how lucky we are living here in Eretz Yisrael. You know, my 6-year-old daughter came in from school last week and said, you know, they put up a huge bulletin board in their Beis Yaakov. She said, as wide as this room. And all of the girls of all ages from every kita is invited. If they hear any stories about Reb Steinman, they should write it on a little note and they should stick it to the bulletin board. That's what the 6-year-olds are walking around with. They open the Jewish newspapers, they're full every single page. The latest Hesper, the latest story, the latest Dvar Torah, the latest... Everybody's busy with it. A friend of mine just came back from Chutz La'aretz now. Yesterday he told me it's a non-event there. Yeah, it was reported in a thing at the time, and Donald Trump has long replaced Rav Steinman as front page headlines. We're very lucky to appreciate it. But more important is, what does it do to us? So there's two types of people. There's one person who listens to all the stories and he says, wow. Wow. Is it really true? Wow. Steinman at the age of 89 said to somebody he hasn't made Beirim Meim Zaynus in 70 years. Doesn't eat cookies or cake ever. Wow. Is it really true that Rav Steinman had millions going through his hands and never took one penny for himself and lived in a house that looks like it's about to collapse? Wow. Is it really true that once the yeshiva didn't pay him a salary for 6 months and he refused to take it afterwards because he says, I'm only taking it in order to survive, but I did survive, so I don't need the money now? Wow. And then you move on. No, next page. What's the next story? I'm bored of this one already. But if we take it as a machayev, Rav Shteinman and all of Gedolei Yisrael achieved greatness. They wanted to achieve greatness and they achieved greatness. Not because their father was this, and not because their mother was that, and not because of anything. Because they decided to achieve greatness. So then it's machayev, every single person. What do you mean it's machayev? Well, I can never eat a cookie now for the next 70 years. I can't do that. Nobody says you have to do that. But if you hear a story like that, then it's a time to stop and think. So maybe there is somewhere in my life where I can really honestly say that I indulge a little bit too much, whether it be food or some other area of taiva. Maybe this is an appropriate point in my life to try and curb that. Is it true of Shteinman used to go to bed sometimes at 2:30 in the morning? He was so busy and he was still up for 3:30 in the morning for his chavrusa. Wow. No. Maybe that should be a chizuk for me, for my limud Torah. Yeah, but I can't get up 3 o'clock in the morning. Fine, don't get up 3 o'clock in the morning. But it has to be a mechayev. Otherwise, what will happen in the way of things? Then in a week, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, or 4 weeks, or whatever it may be, where that's the way of the world. There'll be other news, other headlines, and Shteinman will therefore become something of the past. So what was it, Machayev? Kodesh Baruch Hu sends a Godel B'Yisrael to our Dor. For what purpose? No purpose. Didn't make any difference to my life whatsoever. He was nifta in your lifetime. And there were 500,000 people there, his Leviah. And you've read and you've heard about everything. So what did it do for you? No, nothing. It's okay, God. You could have kept him here. You could have not kept him here. It made no difference to my life whatsoever. It has to be a mechayev. And not to let the Yetzer Hara say, yeah, he became great because... No becauses. Ayelech ish mi beis Levi vayikach is bas Levi. Let's keep everything very anonymous, all top secret and vague. Moshe Rabbeinu became great because he decided to become great. He wasn't born great. He didn't have greatness thrust upon him. He achieved greatness. And the Rambam famously writes, Kol echad yochel liyos gadol k'Moshe Rabbeinu. Wasn't he come like Moshe Rabbeinu? Means every person can maximize their koiches like Moshe Rabbeinu maximized his. Some people think that, what does godless mean? Oh, godless depends how long your beard is. Do you appear on the front page of the Yated every day? Are people queuing around the block to ask you for brochas? That's not necessarily godless. Godless is, do I use my koiches for the full? Am I a ben Torah? Can I become a bigger ben Torah? A bigger Yerushalayim, a bigger Baal Midos. If there are stories that are circulating now, every single day people are hearing more and more and more phenomenal stories, let's not be the wow type of people. Oh wow, gosh, wow, amazing, interesting. Let's be the people that we stop and we think, you know, maybe that's a machayev. I can't take on 10 things, maybe one thing. One thing, something that I heard about Rav Shteinman that I can try and incorporate in my life in some small way, which will make huge, huge differences to me and my family. I can achieve greatness in my way, with my koiches. Not blaming I don't have this and I don't have that, and if only my father would be Rosh Yeshiva, and if only my mother would be this, and if only... No, if only is whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us as the necessary equipment to achieve and strive for godless. Therefore, one should, again, I reiterate, one has to realize how lucky one is. Yeah, my boys came in from yeshiva the other night, all they're talking about is Rosh Shteinman. Yeah, this story, and this vault, and this vault. That's the news in this country, Baruch Hashem. Go to other countries, and the news is how big the tree is, and the mistletoe, which gifts they got. I have to travel today to Chutz Laretz. I know, I'm going to get to London, what am I going to see in the airport? Different types of long white beards. Here we're very sheltered from it. We have to be appreciative. It's a non-event here, at least certainly in our circles. The big current affairs is, you know what news is? News is Gedolei Yisrael. That's news. Those are our children's heroes. Those are our heroes. And those are the people that we want to emulate. in our own way to try and achieve godless. Be'ez Hashem.